Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus.
Amen.
I thought all the people said amen, didn't they? Tonight we're going to talk about amen. We're going to talk about that very special word that God gives to us that maybe we just take for granted. We say it so often. We say it a lot, but it's a powerful word. And thanks to the praise team for singing that song, and all God's people say amen is straight from Scripture, and it's very important for us as well. The Scripture reading I'd like to share with you tonight, it's about Jesus the Good Shepherd, of course, but it's from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 through 20, and it reads, "For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is preached among you by me and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him, Jesus has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken to the glory of God." Amen. Is that a good way to start the sermon? You might think it's the end of the sermon, wouldn't you? We so often use amen as the end of something. Amen as the end of a prayer. Amen as the end of the invocation. Or amen as at the end of the benediction. Or amen at the end of a sermon. Sometimes we might use amen as kind of a punctuation mark, like a period or something like that. You know, you're peeking at the supper or at the dinner table and you're waiting to eat. Ooh, that food smells so good. And you're just kind of saying the words. You're really not saying anything. And as soon as the amen comes, you're grabbing for the food, right? Or maybe it's kind of watching to see what everybody else is doing while they're praying. Or maybe you're texting with your phone during the sermon. And by the time the amen comes, oh, it's time to put my phone back away. All right. The amen sometimes is just kind of one of those words that we don't think too much about, but it's a powerful word. It's a word that God gives to us for a very, very special purpose, and that's why all God's people say amen. In the Scripture reading for tonight, God comes to us in Jesus Christ, and through Jesus Christ, all of God's promises are yes for us. And in Jesus Christ, we speak back to God all of our promises of loving and believing in him and living for him. And so our amen back to God is our yes to him, so that we have this powerful word of simple word of amen that we share with our children, that we teach to our children, that we use very, very often. You see, amen is an act of faith. It's a way of saying to God, I believe what you say. I believe that that's true. Martin Luther helps us in that small catechism. Do you recall the memory work time? Do you remember at the end of the Lord's Prayer, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." It's right up there on the screen if you need to review it again. But what do we mean by amen? Martin Luther helps us to know that. "That I might be certain that these petitions are heard by our Father in heaven, that they are accepted to him, pleasing to him, and are heard. For he himself has commanded us to pray in this way, all the petitions of the Lord's Prayer, and has promised to hear them, and then, amen, amen, that means, yes, yes, it shall be so. Truly, truly, it shall be so." You see, it's an act of faith when we pray and we say the amen. It's an act of faith when our pastor starts off with the invocation, "In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit," and we say, yes, and amen. Jesus is truly here, and the Father is truly here, and the Holy Spirit is truly here. When the pastor says, I, by virtue of my office, forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you say, yes and amen, my sins are forgiven. When you hear God's message of law and gospel and say, yes, I am a sinner because I have sinned against God, and my yeses always haven't been to God. I sometimes said no to him, but we hear of Jesus who comes, and Jesus is the yes for us. And we say at the end of the sermon, yes, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. We come up to communion. When we come up to communion and Jesus says, take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood. And we say, amen. Yes, that is true. What Jesus says truly is true. We're preaching a sermon, as it were, each time that we say an amen. We help other people to know that when we say the amen, we are agreeing with what God is saying to us. We have an agreement with him, and we want to move along with God. When God gives us that word that he gives to us, we want to go with him. We want to live with God. We want to end with God, and we never doubt God. That's why when God speaks his word to us, we say the amen. Amen. What a powerful word. What a simple word. What an easy one to take for granted as we speak that word. Amen because of Jesus. Amen because of all that Jesus has done for us. Amen, remember, is the promise that God gives to us. Jesus is God's yes to all the promises that he gives to us. In Jesus, we respond back and we say the amen, our yes to God. And so we live our lives. And all God's people say, amen, yes. How important it is that we agree with what God says. Because God speaks to us law and gospel. We never hear the gospel unless we know that we're sinners. We don't need a Savior unless we know that we're sinful and unclean. And so as Old Testament, New Testament always, we have the two ways of living our lives. We can either live our lives God's way, or we can try and live our lives our way. How interesting it is, in the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, God came to his people, Israel, through Moses, and he speaks to them words of law. Moses and the priests and the Levites spoke to all the Israel, saying, cursed is the one who makes any carved or molded image an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, amen. And then cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt. And all the people shall say, amen. 12 times. 12 times God speaks to his children of Israel about the curses, that not following him. And all the people say, yes, we know that. Yes, we agree with that. How important that amen is. An agreement of God's way is best for us. And the amen says, oh no, I didn't do it. Oh no, God's way, sometimes I want to go my way. And so how very important it is that Jesus is our amen. How interesting it is, and it's too bad our translations have lost this. But Jesus so often started his sermons off, amen, amen. NIV says, I tell you the truth. It's okay, but it would really have some punch if you understood 78 times in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Gospels, and John. In the four Gospels, 78 times Jesus says, amen, I tell you. He starts his sermons with the amen. Truly, I tell you, you can believe in this. You can trust in this. Jesus says, amen, amen, I tell you the truth, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. 78 times in the Gospels, 25 plus times more as Paul and Peter and the others. Over 100 times in the New Testament, the word amen is there. Amen. Truly, we can believe and hear what Jesus says to us. What a powerful word. What a powerful word it is for you and for me. For you see, in Christ Jesus, all the promises of God are given to us. And in Christ Jesus, our prayers and our response back to him is, yes, Jesus, and amen. Amen, a powerful word for us. Amen. One of the names of Jesus. How interesting it is in Revelation chapter 3, where it talks about one of the most powerful uses of that word of amen. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. Jesus himself is the amen for you and for me. And as we speak that amen, we're speaking that Jesus in us and through us. And as John will write in that book of Revelation, he who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming quickly, Jesus says. And John says, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. And all God's people say, amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.